This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In Curious Wisconsin, today we visit a unique Wisconsin landmark, and in a bit we'll invite you to share your questions that we can answer on Curious Wisconsin.
Once upon a time, more than 40 covered bridges dotted the Wisconsin countryside. Today there's only one. It's the Cedarburg Bridge, originally known as the Red Bridge.
It's in the town of Cedarburg. It's 20 miles north of Milwaukee near the junction of Highways 60 and 143 on Covered Bridge Road. Jim Collada is the administrator of the town of Cedarburg. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So first, I want to ask why, you know, I'm used to the uncovered bridges. Why were some bridges covered?
Well, you know, that's one thing that's been speculated on over the years. And some of the suggestions for why it was covered when it was built in 1876 was to possibly help when the area farmers would drive their oxen across the bridge. Sometimes they were a little fearful of crossing that when it was open, so they built walls and covered it with a roof to perhaps help the animal get through. Others have speculated it just is helpful for travelers to have an opportunity for shelter if storms do arise.
Ah, but it wasn't just to keep snow off. In fact, as I understand it, they sometimes actually put snow onto the bridge. Is that right?
You know, I've heard that. I don't know if I can confirm that that's part of the rationale for that, or if it in fact did occur.
But I had heard they put it there to get sleighs across sometimes.
For the town, I know the reason why we built it because the area farmers were in need of getting across that area, perhaps to go to downtown Cedarburg to sell some of their goods.
Okay, and why was the Cedarburg Bridge known as the Red Bridge?
Yeah, that's something I don't know if it's widely known, but I believe it was originally painted red. And if you look at it today, the pictures today, you really can't see it. But if you get up close, underneath the roof line in some areas, you can see some of that red paint.
Okay, so it's still a little red, but if you just looked at it from a distance, you wouldn't call it a red bridge.
Absolutely not.
Okay. So you mentioned when it was built. Anything you can tell us about how it was built or anything that went into the construction?
Sure. You know, it's primarily made up of pine and some oak logs. We believe that they were milled in Baraboo, and they were brought out onto the site and fit and put into place using a lattice truss construction. So by and large, they're 3x10-inch planks, and there aren't any nails or bolts used. Instead, they secured the wood together using 2-inch hardwood pins.
So no metal in it, no nails.
Right, not when it was originally constructed, that's right. And I believe today it's primarily the same.
And why has that bridge, that covered bridge, stuck around in Wisconsin while the rest of them are, as far as I know, all gone?
Well, it's certainly something that was first of all used and in place for many years. It wasn't retired until 1962, and I know from the town and Ozaukee County standpoint, you know, we cherish it as a unique part of our culture and our history.
And it's not is it used at all today? People don't drive across this now?
No, in fact, it's really just for pedestrian use. There is a concrete bridge right next to it for cars and trucks.
And is this a big tourist attraction? Do a lot of people come to check out our state's last surviving covered bridge?
Yeah, I'd say it's very popular. It's not uncommon to see wedding photography done there. Families also like to go there and not only play in the park that's right next to the bridge, but also check out the bridge and read a little bit about the history of it on some of the plaques that are nearby.
All right. Thanks to Jim Collada, administrator of the town of Cedarburg. You can see that in the town of Cedarburg, about 20 miles north of Milwaukee. That was one of our Curious Wisconsin conversations. We're always looking for your suggestions at 855-683-5422. That's 855-683-5422. Or you can email centraltime@wpr.org.
And you can leave anything else you've got in your mind, your program suggestions for Curious Wisconsin as well.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, it's Food Friday. This week, we'll talk about steamed puddings with one of WPR's in-house foodies, Lori Skelton.
We'll also share some songs with Vietnam veteran and author Doug Bradley. We'll be playing our favorite tunes from the Vietnam War era.
And we'll get our weekly roundup of state news stories from WPR Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky.
Also, the value of resilience, the capacity to bounce back, and why it matters.
That's coming up tomorrow on Central Time.